This is the Sensible Heating and Cooling Podcast. I know we haven't come up with a better name for it, but I guess we're working on it. We could just call it electrification.
We're an electrification business.
Electrification podcast, I guess we could. We'll toy with that a little bit.
We're electrifying people.
We took a little bit of a break podcast-wise. I know we didn't have anything in October for you, but we'd roll, you know, into the holiday season. We're going to sit down and talk about, you know, everything electrification, everything geothermal, everything heating and cooling here. And we invite you to subscribe. You can find us on Spotify now. We'll be up on some of the other – all the other places, the apps that you can go to, you can find us just by searching out. But I know for sure that we're up on Spotify after our conversation with Amanda Jackham, who – by the way, has joined the Sensible team.
Right. She's helping. She was so excited about the stuff that we do that she wanted to be part of the team.
It's very cool. So
We're excited to have her on board. She will be a tremendous help to what we're trying to do.
That's very cool. We gave a man his name, Phil Jensen there. I'm Corey Lopez, Sensible Heating and Cooling Podcast. Electrification, I guess we could just call it that. Some things popping in the news as we come toward the end of 2022. You and I have been kind of bantering back and forth about this and emails and sending topics off. We're seeing this stuff. One of the biggest things that I think everybody is kind of looking at, and that is prices are going up. Prices are going up for natural gas. Prices are going up for XL in the Colorado community, but even nationwide. There's a report CBS News put out about heating oil and the price of gas and the price of natural gas is going to cause rates to go up for a lot of people as we start to head toward 2022. Electrification is not just a buzzword. I mean, it really is something that Sensible's good at doing right now, and seems a lot of people are trying to jump on board with that. But the good news is the customers, the people that we deal with, are starting to ask questions about it too, right, Phil?
Yeah, it's a tremendous upswing, and there's a lot more awareness. Like you said, gas prices are going up. I've heard 54% going up for gas, natural gas, over the next few months. And so that's really making people pay attention. The other thing that's made people pay attention is that there's an awful lot of tax incentives that are coming down the pike from the Inflation Reduction Act. And the state of Colorado has chipped in and said that they will do up to 10% on geothermal and air source heat pumps. So there's just a lot of awareness that wasn't there even 6 months ago.
So now we can get down to the nuts and bolts of some of this. Not always a great thing to ride the roller coaster of natural gas prices, folks on the East Coast, the heating oil prices that go up and down and up and down. So why not try to just electrify everything?
Yeah, the best of all worlds is when people have photovoltaic panels, PV panels on their house, because then they can use that electricity to heat and cool the home. And that gives them some level of immunity from all these price fluctuations. And Amanda, after we did her system, she reported back to us that she had 1 month where her total electric bill, including for the EV charging station and the air conditioning, her bill was $27 in 1 month. And the next month it dropped down to $7. And she does have solar on her house, but that's pretty much the power of being able to electrify your home, is if you do have panels and you change most of your systems to electricity, then you're going to use a lot less gas or maybe no gas. And then she'll still be very comfortable inside the house.
How hard is it to – I guess you can make it as hard as you want. You can make it as challenging as you want, depending on how fast you want to turn off the natural gas and turn on the electrification.
Yeah, for most people it's a process. And I think the first step in that is getting solar panels for a lot of people. And with the laws – now that you can have up to 200% of your electricity being produced from solar panels. In other words, Excel looks at your last 12 months and they look at how much usage you've had, and then they say you can put panels on that'll provide up to twice as much as what you've been using. And that's in anticipation of being able to do more electrification with the heating systems and the car charging stations. So they're a lot more lenient than they used to be. It used to be 125%. So that's a big advantage that didn't exist even a year ago. And so people are really taking advantage of that. The next step in the process for a lot of people is either getting a car, and some people prefer that over changing out their heating and cooling system. But I think, you know, most people have a roadmap, what they want to do, and, you know, affordability, of course, is a big factor. But, you know, in our case, we do offer financing to be able to help spread out the cost. And a lot of times what they'll see is, you know, between the reduced utility bills, a lot of times that can make the payment. So that's one way to approach it as well.
Here's the next thing that we have, and that is, you can't, if you, somebody came to you today, 2022, November, said, hey, I want to, let's do the whole thing. Let's go geothermal. I'm getting solar panels. I want to do all of this. You couldn't do it till 2023.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, geothermal, definitely not until 2023. And the best time to do geothermal is in the first half of the year. The reason is because at the end of the year, people really start queuing up for position, and they're trying to get their tax credits done before the end of the year. So we always encourage people to try to get the geothermal work done in the first or second quarter. As far as air source heat pumps, we still have plenty of capacity to be able to put in air source heat pumps. And, you know, we do hybrid systems where they use gas furnaces as their backup. We also do total electrification where they get completely off of natural gas, not just for the heating, but also for heating their hot water. And so, you know, if somebody wants to do that before the end of the year, that still makes a lot of sense. We usually have equipment supplier prices go up at the first of the year. There are some people that are concerned about the tax, not being able to take advantage of the state tax credit. But we have, in some cases, been able to do deferred billing so that they can still take advantage of it while they're, you know, putting the system in 2022.
What I was getting at on the geothermal, you can't even hire a driller right now. I mean, if you were going to do the whole system, but, yeah, air source heat pumps, you can get it done, but it's a tight squeeze now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're only a month away from the end of the year, so, you know, there's not that much year left. But you know, if people are in a situation where they want to get something done sooner rather than later, then it still makes sense to try and get it done this year and, you know, avoid those price increases that are happening at the first of the year.
And the sooner you get in, the quicker you're into the queue. Still some concerns about supply chain issues?
You know, that's really gotten better, you know, even in the last quarter. So that, you know, I think, I won't say it's a thing of the past, but it's certainly not what it was. And some of the equipment that we've been able to get, what's happened is that in other parts of the country, their workload has slowed down, and so we've been able to get heat pumps that we weren't able to get even 3 months ago.
That's a good deal. It's better news, at least here in Colorado, with everybody moving in. SensibleHeatingandCooling.net is a good place to find folks. Everything that we're talking about has been blogged about. You go to our blogs. Obviously, you found us here on the podcast, unless you've jumped on Spotify and found us there. You can find us at SensibleHeatingandCooling.net, SensibleHeat.net, I should say. But you search Sensible Heating and Cooling, it comes up. Denver's premier heating company. You can also find it that way. You can call, and I don't normally put the numbers out there, but a lot of times here on the podcast, you can pause and go back and listen to the numbers. So 720-876-7166. We're talking a lot about electrification. What hit us a couple of weeks ago, the story comes out that natural gas is going to go up about 54. Prices for natural gas through XL are going to go up about 54%. your heating bill is going to go up. Now, not a lot of people have had to turn their heaters on here lately. I know it's been cold. Last night it got down below freezing, but then here we've warmed up again. Here over the last few weeks, we see temperatures that have still pushed toward the 70s. It's been kind of an odd year, but it's not going to be that long before. The nights are already cold, but you haven't hit the full throes of winter yet. So people, I think, when we talk about some of the customers, not everybody's thinking about heating right now. I think you might even have some questions about air conditioners out there too, don't you?
Yeah, actually, most of our customers are good planners.
Good.
And so they're, yeah.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this is something where, it's become year-round where people are trying to find out, well, when's the best time of year to put this in? And really, that part doesn't matter as much, just that in the summertime, generally, that's going to be a longer wait to get things done. Trying to get things done sometime between right now and, say, the end of April is usually the best time because our wait times are going to be, instead of being 2 or 3 months, it might be just 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm.
So I encourage people to really start thinking about this and talking to people, from now until January, February, because then if you're ready to do something in March or April, then by the time we get into May and June, then things are really get taken off for us and we really get busy at that time.
I was talking to Joe before we started the podcast and just how different the weather system has been this year. You guys have essentially run through and taken care of all your service contracts to this point.
Right.
And the weather hasn't quite changed. We've gotten one good snow and that went away the next day, and so it is a little odd. I guess we've seen that over the last few years, though. The start to winter or the end to winter and the changing of the seasons has fluctuated a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot more unpredictable. And of course, we remember last year when it was so warm and dry until the end of December, and then we had that terrible fire. But the next day it snowed. And so after that it was really cold for quite a long time the rest of the winter.
I'm sure that's something we're probably going to end up seeing here. We thought maybe as we kind of start here at the beginning of November, we had one big snowstorm, and then that was about it. You could always find out more about what we're talking about here. Go to our blogs to read more information. You always just call, too, or go to sensibleheat.net and find out more information. But we invite you to always call and ask questions. Amanda likes to research things a lot. She found something on the XL website when it comes to electrification. There's a lot of questions about electrification. You and I talk about it a lot. I know you talk to customers about electrification. On the XL website, there are questions you should ask people, and specifically HVAC people that come into your home and want to put a new system in or electrify your system. There's some questions that are out there. They're pretty good questions.
Yeah, XL's website is really a good resource, and there's all kinds of information about rebates and how to shop for systems. And one of the things that we really appreciate is when people do their research and ask us those questions. And the questions that people want to know about is is it cheaper to run the electric system as opposed to the gas system? And, they want to know about us as a contractor. And these are all questions that really every consumer should be aware of, that, not all contractors are built the same. And, you want to know about what the warranties are and what the service after the fact will be, and, how we approach the design of the system. And, these are things that we've learned for a long time now. Over the last, since being in business since 2009, that was what Dan's vision was to do geothermal systems. And then that kind of morphed into the air source heat pumps, because in the last 5 years, the technology on those has improved a lot. So we've been down that road and learned a lot of things that we need to be doing to be putting the systems in correctly. unfortunately, I think a lot of contractors are just now starting to learn that, going through that learning curve. And so it's really important for people to understand, you know, what the qualifications of the contractor are, not just to install the equipment, but how to service it after the fact, too. So I encourage people to go to the Excel website, you know, to talk to two or three contractors and to really kind of drill down deeply and understand, you know, understand if their contractor really does understand heat pumps or if it's just, you know, a lot of times it's just a person that's been told, you know, go sell these and they're given a quota and they don't really understand what they're selling. So it's very, very important to understand each system is different and has a little bit different nuance to it.
If you're going to, first of all, your head's in the right place if you're a customer thinking about electrifying, because you, first of all, you want to save money, and that's top of mind for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You're also doing something that is good in the fact that you're getting away from fossil fuels, so you're thinking of going green. You're thinking of yourself, your other people, your kids, and things like that. You are about to make a pretty good-sized investment, too.
Right.
So why not take the time? We get second or third opinions when you go to the doctor when mm-hmm. it comes to something big. Why wouldn't you do the same thing here when you select someone who is going to not only bring you an air source heat pump and sell you an air source heat pump, but also hook it up for you or get a geothermal system and go through all of that? That's something that Sensible has done for a while now.
Yeah, I think, you know, the devil really is in the details. And an example of that would be airflow, for example, because heat pumps require a higher level of airflow than old gas furnaces do. And so one of the real critical things that we do is we do a load calculation on the house, and that tells us how big the heat pump should be. But then we measure the ductwork, too, and we can't put in too big of a heat pump with the ductwork being too small. And I think a lot of contractors skip that step or don't understand that step. But that makes a huge difference, because if you put in an oversized heat pump, you've spent too much money, you're going to spend too much on electricity, and the system is not going to last as long. So, you know, taking those extra steps and really looking at the system and talking to the people to understand what their comfort levels have been in the house and understand what their budget is, all those kinds of things. It's really important for us to do that, to tailor a system that's going to work well for the home.
That's a key word there, tailor it for their home. Mm-hmm. You also, you talk to customers and really find out what they want and are able to customize any work that you do.
Well, it's an important part of this. I think a lot of companies, other companies are taking the approach that they sell a certain brand of equipment and that they sell a certain, you know, they're not sure how to size the equipment. They don't really understand the technical aspects of it. And so every, you know, like I said, every house is different. And if we don't really understand what people are, what our customers are looking for, then the results aren't, you know, results aren't going to be as good if we don't really understand what they want. And so that's why we take the time to do that up front.
There are people that have said some nice things, certainly on the SensibleHeating.net website, SensibleHeating.net, the place to find. There are what people have said about Sensible, and you can find out a lot of the information that we talk about. You can call and ask questions, 720-876-7166 is the number. I know a lot of people just like to be able to, research for themselves, which is really cool. Before we go away here on this one, I want to talk about air source heat pumps just real quick, because you talked about the technology's getting better. Over the last few years, what's changed with them, with the air source heat pumps? Why is it easier to get and install now? I guess when technology gets better, sometimes they get a little bit cheaper too, or they stay down. I know inflation's jacking everything up, but it starts to become a little bit more affordable, because you look at it and you go, well, why wouldn't I do this? Because I can save money in the long run.
Right. So probably the biggest improvement is on energy efficiency. And it used to be impractical to run the heat pumps in a cold climate because you would spend a lot on electricity. So, you know, 20 years ago when people tried heat pumps in this area, it just wasn't very successful. And so heat pumps got kind of a bad rap because of that. But then what happened was that with the introduction of more efficient motors and what they call inverter drive technology, which is able to modulate the speed of the systems and modulate the capacity of the systems, now all of a sudden everything is a lot more efficient and it can run down to 0 degrees. Hmm. So now, you know, that just didn't exist 20 years ago, and it really didn't exist 10 years ago. And so, you know, but this is technology that's been around for a long time in the commercial arena, and it's just now being introduced into residential. So, you know, that's probably the biggest improvement. The other part is the smart technology and being able to communicate with other pieces of equipment, and the thermostats are able to, you know, be hooked up to the internet. So there's just, you know, just a ton of different things, and the technology has changed just a tremendous amount. Maybe in the next podcast we can talk about, there's been a change in the EPA guidelines as far as, you know, the efficiency ratings. They have to go up as of the beginning of 2023, so that's an important step forward in all of this too.
Boy, you are a pro at this podcast thing now, because that's a great tease.
Thank you.
I know, because we're going to end it here. I mean, I've taught you well.
That's one in a row.
We are going to talk about the EPA guidelines, the regulations, and the with standards, I guess, essentially going on. It happens through the years. We've watched those guidelines go up. But, yeah, things are going to change in 2023, so we'll talk more about that. We're also going to – if you're interested in what we do here and you're a tech listening to this program and you want to learn more, we'll talk a little bit about working for Sensible Heating and Cooling, too, in our next podcast. This is fun, Phil. Nice to see you. I feel like you've been a stranger the last couple of months. You guys have been pretty busy.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Yeah. We'll talk to you again soon in December. We look forward to it. We hope everyone has, if you're listening to this early on, a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels. And everybody's getting their Christmas shopping done here ahead of the holidays. And we'll talk to you again real soon. Check us out, as always, on Spotify. We'd appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast as well. SensibleHeat.net, where you can find us on the web. You just go to the blog and the drop-down tab there to the podcast. You can listen to previous podcasts as well. Lots of information, lots of fun. For Phil Jensen, I'm Corey Lopez. We'll talk to you again real soon. This has been the Sensible Heating and Cooling Podcast.